from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's probably not a surprise with the increase that one celebrity has cause for the NFL. We knew it was going on. We just didn't have the numbers. And boy, oh boy, is this only going to prompt more conspiracy theories, Cody. This is a report on the Taylor Swift effect from the Chiefs and the NFL.
And Kansas City Chiefs CEO Clark Hunt says the Taylor Swift craze helped fuel a 30% increase in the team's fan base amid its Super Bowl winning season. Swift began dating Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce last year and made frequent appearances at the games. Hunt said her impact stunned the league, which confirmed that 30% metric without disclosing how exactly it measured the fan base.
30%, man.
Do you know how popular the NFL already was? Do you know how hard it is to increase anything the NFL does by 30% in popularity or viewership?
30% increase because of Taylor Swift. We saw it playing out, and as they said, like, I don't know how they actually determined that, but a combination of merchandise sales, TV ratings, all kinds of things like that. This is only going to fuel, though, the conspiracy theories. That's the only part I hate about this.
Oh, that they're doing it for...
You know,
they're making
ready.
The Chiefs win for Taylor Swift?
Be ready. It's already happened. The NFL wants
tomorrow
the Chiefs
on,
to win.
First take.
The minute the league confirms eventually that Rashee Rice is not getting suspended this year and it's not going to happen until next year, the minute that actually is official, I guarantee you, whether it's national personalities or at least fan bases in other cities like Cincy or Baltimore or Buffalo, they will claim the NFL not only wants the Chiefs to three-peat, but they want to keep the Taylor Swift effect going, and that's why Rice is not getting suspended. That will be a take from somebody in a different market, I can almost guarantee you.
We can play it as soon as it's on First Things First or whatever. I'm not, you know, like, not necessarily that show. One of the debate-style shows on one of the major networks. Mm-hmm. Is where it feels like it'll be uttered by like a Bart Scott type. You gotta
be like seventh on the list.
You can't be the main guy who utters that take. You gotta be the guest host for a day pops in guy.
Him and Han went to like ESPN Radio New York in particular. So they left the ESPN side, but I think that they still appear every now and then. Bart at least does.
So you know, whatever that level is where that take is coming from. This is a stunning number. Like, the NFL had to be blown away by the fact that when they shook the trees on this, they found out that there was a 30% increase in fan interest. It is really hard to put in perspective, for it is already the most popular sport. Every year, they put out the 50 most watched TV programs in the United States this year, and 48 of the 50 are always NFL football games.
Right.
Sometimes regular season NFL football games. There is no amount of NFL people will not consume. And so for that to have that market interest is insane. Travis Kelce is still living an absolutely ludicrous life. I just look back and I'm like, jet setting, dating the most famous person on the planet, super rich, have the most popular podcast. He's better at like radio essentially than us already.
Nobody has it better than Travis Kelce. I'm sorry. Nobody does.
It's going to, yeah, the
Hall of Famer.
Yeah, the entire conversation is going to turn into, like, it might even go down to there's a pass interference called on Travis Kelce, and it's a little iffy. It's like, I don't know. They're going to show Taylor Swift up there yelling and everything, and it's just going to drive people up a wall.
Yeah, and Mike Tirico will say, Travis got to shake that one off. Yeah, we'll have all kinds of stuff still.
That's what Collinsworth is going to say.
That's true. That's more Collinsworth.
There is an actual tangible thing. This is there's an actual impact that helps the Chiefs with this. You ready for this? Because Taylor Swift increases 30% for league-wide. Got it even better for the Chiefs, which means more money for the Chiefs, which means more cash on hand for Clark Hunt, which means bigger contracts. I'm not even kidding. There's an actual tangible effect that helps the Chiefs win football games by having Taylor Swift reform.
That does make it more gross.
The downside to... you hate it, don't you?
I'm just saying.
The downside to this is, if there is ever a breakup, we are in bad news. Bad news.
I was going to say that, but I didn't want
now,
to.
Now, I think they're getting married and falling in love and having babies.
Why are you even putting it out there?
I'm thinking it's going the other way.
You're already putting that out there.
I'm not putting it out there. I was just showing you the other side.
You just did.
I'm telling you, I think that they get married and have kids.
But you put it in.
I think this show should do one of those, like, pick a date, and you tell us the date. Anytime in the next 3 years you think they get engaged, and you can win a prize from Cody and Gold if you correctly choose the date that they get engaged.
I don't think you have to even go out to 3-year window for just engagement.
I think it's inside a year.
I agree.
You're right, though. You are technically correct, though, Cody, that if for whatever reason it doesn't last, that 30% is not just going to they might not only care about the Chiefs, they might root for other teams because they're already invested in the NFL a little bit.
Late qualifier, by the way, for the Club 610 rename. The one I had forgotten about in the final three. Are we still completely down to Club Fantastic?
I'll vote yes on that one. Yes, we are good for that. I will say we need to keep that as the name.
You want Club Fantastic in the mix for the final three?
Yeah, let's do it.
What are we eliminating? Club 965? I was never in love with that one anyway.
Yeah, you didn't like that one. I'm not as big of a fan as The Buzz.
The Buzz,
so.
I don't...
So which one are we eliminating to bring in Club Fantastic?
If we're going to eliminate that, then I think we need to eliminate The Buzz, and therefore we're down to Club Fantastic or The Fan Club.
Hmm. Will you let me keep The Buzz as a possible name for other things?
Sure, why not?
Like, let's say instead of we're going to rename What's Trending, and instead we're like, hey, it's The Buzz.
You're dead set on this.
Pretty dead set. Not like on this. I want to leave that open as a possibility. I'm saying don't eliminate it for life, but I'll take it out of the running for the name of Club 610. How about that? Okay. I reserve the right to bring it back up at a different time.
Sure, you can bring... Hey, this is...
But anybody can bring it back open.
All of us can bring up whatever we want. That's fine, yeah.
We are not, along with the Taylor Swift thing real quick, are we going to continue to get the, like, how many shots do you think we get? Like, when Taylor Swift's at the game, how many
Who cares?
Cuts?
As many as they want. I don't care.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me.
I don't know why that bugs people. Would you rather see Jerry Jones stuffing his face with food? I mean, I
no.
I'm good. I don't care how many times they show it. That was the weirdest thing last year that really irritated people. One, she was on the screen for 2 seconds and she didn't ask for it. They decided the TV networks, because of the interest, we're doing it. It was
30%.
So, yeah, that whole thing, I'm sure they'll still do it, as it makes a lot of sense. I would also imagine she probably would prefer them not to show her also, you know? People attacking her for that was so silly.
All right, so we're down to two. Club Fantastic or The Fan Club.
Okay.
Those are your choices.
That works.
Please vote 913-586-7965. And then, or you can hit us up on Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, Facebook. You can find us on all of our social channels. What's that?
I think I know which one's going to win. It's going to be the club. It's going to be Club Fantastic.
You think so?
Yes.
It looks good in neon. Club Fantastic does look good in neon. That's inarguable.
I'm fine with it. Club Fantastic seems like
it plays into the show and what's happened over the last.
It does.
Year.
It also, if I just told you in general, hey, we're going.
That sounds like a real.
We're going to Vegas. We're going to Club Fantastic. You would either think it is definitely a techno club, or you would think it's a strip club.
Yes, it's one of the two.
Club Fantastic sounds like a strip club.
And not like the best one. Like the, not S tier. Like, you know, like the one you're going to if you're trying to save a few bucks to get in.
How would you know? You haven't paid off your bet to go for the first time.
Because I know the, like, at least the Vegas named ones. You know the ones, like, everybody's mentioned over the course of years.
Like what?
On a show. I'm trying to think. What's the one in a...
Spearmint Rhino?
Yeah, that's probably... They've got, like, obscure names. Are there other ones that I should know besides that one? That one's the immediate one, I think.
I mean, there's other ones, but...
Have you been to that one?
Once.
Oh.
You still haven't paid off your bet.
I have not. We'll be in Vegas next week. We are discuss in Vegas it next week.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.